Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. We get to talk about one of my favorite things today, ancient music and church music, which are one of my favorite things. If you listen to the Coffee Hour a lot, you'll know that that ranks fairly high on my list of favorite things, along with coffee and bike riding. So we have a special guest joining us on the phone today, Marie Lanzcraner, who's a music teacher at Emmanuel Lutheran School in Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome, Marie. Thanks for joining me on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you wrote a blog post, what was that, back in August, about ancient music in the church. And the Lutheran Church has such a rich history of music. But what do we mean by ancient music?
Right. So in the blog post, obviously not like a doctoral dissertation or anything like that.
Right.
a very loose definition I have there. So I would consider, secular ancient music different actually from church music. Ancient music, you might think of Greek or Roman music, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it would be Christian music, seeing as the Christian church wasn't even necessarily in existence until after the Greek and Roman eras.
Mm-hmm.
But for this post and for how I kind of consider it, I would say ancient church music is generally pre-Renaissance music. Maybe it might even encompass the medieval era and medieval music. And I think some people might think of those as two different things, but that's how I generally think of ancient church music, sort of leading right up to Gregorian chant and before written music was really a big thing, or just getting started, at least. Written music was just getting started.
Sure.
So kind of a looser definition, but that's kind of the one I was working with, at least at this point.
Yeah. And so what of this ancient music do we still have in the church today? This isn't something that we've kind of buried and forgotten about. What do we still have in our liturgies today that would be considered ancient?
Yeah, absolutely. So the liturgy and of the liturgy that we use in an LCMS church, if you had a traditional liturgy, you can hear gradual and intro at the Sanctus, the Agnus Dei, these are all so definitely very ancient. You hear a lot of the canticles that we sing that are in some of either divine service settings or other worship service settings. You'll hear the Benedictus, or like we know the Nunc Dimittis or the Magnificat, Mary's song. So these are all very much still used, and maybe not the same. Well, we don't even know what the original melodies of these were in the Bible, of course. But the text is definitely very, very ancient. And then, of course, the Psalms. We sing the Psalms over and over and over again, as we well should. Those are probably the most typically used, very ancient music. And, of course, that music referring to text, not so much the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many hymns in LSB that actually do have both ancient text and ancient music. A lot comes from plain song and old chants. So there's definitely a lot that we're using even in church today.
Yeah, and I would encourage our listeners when they're in church on Sunday to when you're singing a hymn and you pull out your LSB to look at the bottom and see how old the text and the tune are. Some of those texts and tunes, like you're saying, are quite old, which is very cool.
I find it fascinating. I don't know how much of the general populace does, but I definitely think I do that. Probably every hymn, as I check who's the author, how old is this text, how old is this music. I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I hashtag that hymn nerd because it's cool.
Exactly.
Well, it's cool because it connects you to the greater church throughout time too. And how does that? I guess I should ask you. How does that help us connect to the early church by recognizing this ancient music that we use?
Right. Well, it allows us to see that the church sort of transcends time, if you will. Mm-hmm. It is not just the invention of a single era. It's the everlasting church. And even from the beginning, we still very much go all the way back to Adam and Eve. And, of course, God himself was there in the beginning. Ancient music puts us in mind of that, and I think it's important to remember our history. And not only does it put us in mind of kind of the start of the church, the early Christian church, but it reminds us of these people, of these stories of people. And I hope that, to me it is, I hope to everyone else that that's an encouraging thing. We see that there have always been struggles in the church, and people have always been overcoming things by the grace of God. And to today, like, we recall that there have been people in the church for centuries and centuries, and we are not alone today in this in the faith.
Absolutely, and we're brought together as the body of Christ, and that is all of the believers, the saints throughout time.
Exactly.
Yeah. How does this also set us apart as the body of Christ from the rest of the world?
Yeah, so music plays a very important role because it's very, it evokes feelings in you, which is why I think music is this great mix of sort of reason and emotion. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt that it evokes these feelings in you. And when you walk into a church and you hear these chants, it's such a different experience from the music you're hearing out in the world. And that's not to say that the music we have in the world is bad, is terrible. I mean, we would, I think, definitely say some of it is not what we want to be listening to. But there's great songs, and we all have different genres that we love and enjoy. But when you walk in and you hear this definitely sacred music and the aspects of church music that make it sound that way, you can tell, okay, we are in a different place. This is set apart from the world. This is not what we are seeing every day out in the world. We are in a sacred place where we can rest. We can hear the word of God. We receive the sacraments. It definitely sets church apart as a different entity than what we're used to. And especially, well, being a teacher, we see the effect on children. And for children, this really teaches them that this is a place you act differently. You're not at recess anymore. You're not even in your classroom. You are in a sacred place. You should be behaving with the utmost decorum and dignity because of what we talk about here, receive here in this place.
Yeah, that's a good point about how we teach children how to behave in church. That music is a part of that. It helps set that time and that space apart from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that obviously we don't just sing ancient music in church. We also have hymns, right. And there's been so many hymns, even up to recent years of just great. Great caliber,
right.
Both text and music. So how do we appreciate the ancient texts that we sing and also the very recent hymns that are also great?
Yeah, there are lots and lots of great hymns out there today. It goes back to the whole body access through the ages. So we see that, okay, we sing these ancient chants, the ancient psalms, the biblical canticles. We're reminded of the saints from the Old and New Testaments. We're reminded of the saints from the early church. We sing your Reformation hymns, lots of great ones by Luther, obviously, but as well as by other people. We're connected to that era. And then you kind of get into the more romantic, with a capital R, era. And we have a lot of those kind of 18th, 19th century hymns that remind us of the saints in that time as well. And then we continue into the modern day, and it's so important for people to continue to be composing and writing texts. And I think that some of these hymns really fit in well because the focus is all the same. It's all about Christ's saving work, or it should be. And when that is our focus, then it's all very much joined. And I don't think there's a disconnect there. You might have different styles of music, but I think it's still very much we're focused on Christ here. And also with, I think especially some of the more modern hymns, I've just loved some of these newer melodies, or mm-hmm. I would say newer as in from like 1950s until today, that mm-hmm. are being composed. And I just think they sound almost medieval or mm-hmm. something like that in their in the music. There's just these wonderful melodies that really uplift the spirit or the mind in a place where you're thinking, oh, this is, again, something different. This is something serious. This is something we take seriously. We consider, we hold sacred. And as always, it's always pointing us to Christ, which is a great connecting point through all these hymns and chants.
Absolutely. And being a teacher, you get to teach kids a love of church music. Are there things that parents or even teachers can do to help their children, the children in their care, appreciate and learn to love both the ancient texts and the more modern hymns?
Hey, absolutely. I think the biggest thing is it's easy, but it's hard at the same time. It's just appreciating them yourself. Mm-hmm. Kids learn to love what they know, and they like to love what their parents love or their teachers love. So when you as a parent or teacher are loving these and holding them in high esteem and talking about them with reverence and with esteem, then kids see that and they think, oh, okay, this is how it should be. This is what I'm going to like too, because these trusted adults are presenting it in an attractive way to me. And beyond that, it's really teaching them this is what this is saying. It's teaching them to love parents and teachers teaching their students to love Christ. And when they see that these hymns are a way of showing that love and showing that respect and sacredness that we have and appreciate, then children really start to love these hymns. And it's also, you love what you know. And these, I know the kids I'm teaching have been singing hymns for years. And they don't know music class any differently than coming in and sitting down and singing a hymn or two or three or four or five, and they love it. They all have their favorite hymns. And when we as adults just appreciate them and show the kids this is what we have, then kids learn to love it.
Absolutely. My guest today, Marie Leanne Skrainer, music teacher at Manuel Lutheran School in Alexandria, Virginia. Marie, thanks so much for joining me on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Sarah Golseth. You're listening to The Coffee Hour.